The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jay. Big hood in the building.
That's not how people drink in the bucket.
Yeah, in the studio. In the, what is that, an extra? Are the extras crack them if you got them? One boys, bitch. They bring a noise. I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. AJ, you give us the the wee back.
He was too busy drinking.
You're drinking and dancing. Look, we were just going to listen to the whole song.
I was just listening. I was just feeling it. Look, Adam changed everything back here, so I'm not. I feel a little out of place.
Whoa.
You know, I'm just
wait a minute. The what? Cowboys are 6-1. Oh, you never mentioned it.
Well, you probably saw it because of this awesome at Cowboys Can Fan on Instagram, where I update the record after every game. And actually, I got Cooper Rush to my right. How did you make it up to Canada so fast?
Well, I was on such a high, y'all. And
Hey,
I can't do a Michigan accent.
Just pretend your kid rock.
I don't know what a fucking cheesehead accent, whatever the fuck they are. I threw that pass, touchdown, game winner, and my first thought, I've got to get up to BC and get on that podcast.
Get on the can. Yeah. Well, welcome, UK Steve. It's awesome having you back.
Good to be back.
Alex, Bandwagon Boy 2 is back.
Hello, Crack'em.
He's Crack'em if he's got him. Obviously, Bandwagon Boy 1's been holding down the fort pretty good.
I haven't been OOOF out of other office.
To give.
Yeah.
I can't be
out
no,
of
you
office.
Can't be.
You're the glue that holds us all together. But before we roll into anything else, quick shout out to all of our social medias at Cowboys Can Fan. Really cool, and you want to go check that out. Now, and the other place is go to our YouTube. Subscribe. It's Cowboys Can Fan Podcast. So youtube.com/CowboysCanFanPodcast, and you will be able to find all these effing cool videos of these sweet dudes in this room right
and
now.
And just like that, we're into it. We are into it. Week 9 of the NFL season. We are fucking into it. 6-1. I did not expect us to be 6-1 at this point. Full disclosure. I thought maybe 5-2 would be like best case scenario.
What are you talking about? Beginning
just at
of
the
season?
Start of the just start yeah. of the year. If I would have known we were going to be 6-1 at this point of the year, I'd be jacked up. I would have been really happy with 5-2. I would have been happy with 500. I'm very happy with how the season's going so far.
My perspective is I was I said it last game, but I feel like we got that free win, so I'm on cloud 9, baby.
I was hoping for 0-7.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of this fucking traitor, he's been making all this fucking cold hard cash off the Cowboys.
That's right.
And he gets a little bit of adversity. No Dak Prescott. This Nancy gets his fucking knickers in a bunch, and he bet on the fucking Vikings.
Hang on a minute. I didn't bet on the Vikings. I changed my bet and did a bet builder, and I bet on Jefferson and certain players to get a certain amount of yards and touchdowns.
Okay, that's
so
better.
I didn't bet on the Vikings to win.
That's better. I just bet
on the players
the
to play better because I figured that that the Dallas defense was going to be on the
field
pitch
quite a bit.
A
so
lot more, yeah.
Fair enough. Yep. Because I did do a bet builder also, and I did take Dalvin Cook for over 84 yards.
I did,
and he didn't get that. Yeah, so yeah. That makes me feel better. I thought you fucking went full blown.
No.
Okay, that's all right. The bet builder thing makes sense. You were trying to make money.
But however, I don't know that if we're talking about just making that cold hard cash, I might have been, you know, if I wasn't on this podcast and riding on the bandwagon, I might have been right there along with Steve if that was the decision. Because, yeah, you lose Dak, like you said, Anth, he's thrown, Rush has thrown three passes in the NFL before, so I mean, you know.
And in 2017.
That's what we call in the betting game as a coupon buster.
A coupon buster by the Cooper.
Everyone would have bet against the Cowboys.
Yep.
And actually,
people who didn't and bet on the Cowboys, they don't make money on betting.
And actually, that's the thing. The Vikings were actually favored, obviously, because of the sway with Dak Prescott. But that's in the past. We've got that win. Fuck the Vikings. Fuck Kirk Cousins. Fuck Jefferson. Cooper Rush. Rush Hour took us to it. So what do we got on the docket, baby?
Okay, let's. We've been making this kind of a regular start to our cast here. But let's look at the NFL Pell rankings. I've not looked. I don't think anyone else has looked. Maybe they have or not.
I haven't. No, I have not.
Which one do we look at? ESPN?
No, we do NFL. We've always been NFL. NFL.com.
We got to follow suit. Okay, here we go. So week 9. Are you guys ready? I'm kind of excited.
Who do you think is going to be number one?
Who's going to be number one?
Packers?
If it's who I thought, I just thought I don't agree with it. So I'll go on this.
I think it's got to be the Cowboys, but that's just my hunch.
I think it's going to be Packers.
I think they said the Packers.
I'm going Packers. I'm going Packers.
Yeah. Oh, it is the Green Bay Packers.
I feel like Steve cheated on that one.
Now, this was obviously written before the COVID news here with...
I don't think that matters, really, with the news. I think they're just basing it on all the games up till now.
Okay, because I always thought this was a projection. Yeah.
What the fuck was AJ Green thinking on that last play?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a funny Madden picture, and it's like it shows... AJ Green standing there while the ball's getting intercepted, and it just says controller disconnected.
Oh, dude, no! The best meme I saw in one of my fantasy football group chats was the hot route wedding crasher scene.
That's good. So this is it. Are you playing it or look at this? He doesn't even know where he is.
No,
the ball's already being picked off, and he's looking fucking basically what we're saying. What is this?
AJ Green standing by the Indians. I'm wondering why the Packers are celebrating.
I mean, should we just keep going?
Yeah, let's get one more. LeBron, Kyler to AJ Green. Yeah, classic. That's funny. That's a good one. Yeah. So basically, the reason we just dove into that is because the reason the Packers are number one is they knocked off the undefeated Arizona Cardinals, and they improved their record to 7-1. I think it makes sense. Does Green Bay? I don't even think Arizona looks that good, to be honest. But the record is who you are, and they're both 7-1. So
well, I mean they aren't.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, there we number two, right on time. So we got Cowboys at number two. I think you could probably put them at number two or Arizona. I think Arizona's probably beat more or had a harder schedule than us.
Wait a second, were we power ranked number three? Four last week.
Yeah, four previous rank.
Oh, well,
four.
Look, I'm looking at a small screen. You're looking at a 55 inch.
This is true.
Everybody's just on my ass tonight. Jesus.
So no matter what happens from this point forward, Cooper Rush will always have Sunday night. The backup quarterback stepped up for Dak Prescott and made a series of big throws the last few weeks. And Cooper Rush looked like he belongs. He may not ever be a starter in the NFL. And I said this on the cast after the game. But if he has a game like this and ever has to come back in for Dak, he's going to extend his career in the NFL to be able to be a journeyman or a longtime backup for Dak Prescott, which isn't a bad gig, man. You know, make millions of dollars backing up for America's team. There's definitely worse jobs out there.
What kind of contracts are backup QB on?
It depends. Like, I think if you look for the guys that do it for 20 years, like Josh McCown, he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks ever, but your average, you know, like Cooper Rush, he's maybe on, don't even do that. Just go Cooper Rush's because this is those 10 highest paid ever. Just do Cooper Rush's salary. Cause I honestly don't even know, to be honest. Not even a million, you say, but he under $1 million. So to get sideline season tickets for the Dallas Cowboys, to get paid $1 million.
Even better. If
it costs you more than that to get sideline tickets,
probably would.
You need to be a starting QB to get that.
I was just going to say that not only is it sideline tickets, but it's just also the fact that he can now, you know, once we get that Super Bowl ring, he can actually say that he partook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Absolutely.
Look at his Google searches go up. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow, he's off the charts. People really want to know who's this Cooper Rush. Look, the other ones happened at like September, so beginning of the year, probably those.
Yeah,
other
they're just searching passes to see if he made the team.
That was him.
So he
those little blips. That was him just googling his own name.
So here's the thing: I'll take this contract, $920K, with a team like the Cowboys, because sure I get called in, but they have a good O line. Imagine having that contract with like I don't know who has the shittiest O line in the NFL. Where like if you do get called in, you're also gonna get
fucked.
You're gonna get fucking crashed. Like maybe it would be the God love them. The Seahawks, though, I don't know how.
Yeah. Well, Geno Smith has had a pretty good, couple good games. But besides that, if you are going to be a backup quarterback for any team, any offense, I would say the Cowboys offense is probably a pretty good situation to go in. You got great running game. You got three great wide receivers. And then, like you said, a pretty decent offensive line. So he has all the tools to succeed. And the coaching staff actually obviously believed in him quite a bit because he threw it 40 times. So I don't know if we should get too caught up on last week's game.
Okay.
Cooper Rush.
What were some of the things that you the one thing that we didn't really talk about that I've been seeing since our post game is that he actually audibled out of the last play. It was supposed to be a run play, and he saw Amari Cooper one-on-one, and he said, "Let's do the fade."
Well, he's fucking lucky he completed it, because if he throws an interception there, he's probably never seen the field again. You're on the goal line, and you have Ezekiel Elliott. I still think the right play is to run the ball there, but it's hard to be mad. The guy threw a perfect strike and won the game for the team.
Pete Carroll would disagree.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, you got beast mode. Let's fucking run a slant.
Ooh, beast mode, having one of his best seasons. You know, let's run that slant.
Yeah, let's run a slant.
Let's run that slant.
That guy's Seahawks. That guy's easily my favorite running back in the entire world ever.
Marshawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marshawn's good shit.
Just what he did on the field and his fucking attitude.
His personality, great personality.
Here's a question the entire internet has been asking.
Oh.
Can the Broncos beat the Cowboys?
So this is on this is on a Broncos webpage.
Well, when you say the entire internet, you mean the Broncos page and QAnon?
Because I'm back being my fucking
skeptic.
Yeah,
skeptical ant.
I just
skeptical ant.
I don't know if I don't think it'll be an easy game.
No. Well, you know what though? I mean, anyways.
Yeah, you're a fan.
Yeah,
because you've been through it. I do the same thing.
Yeah, you always justify that the other team's better than you.
Yeah.
You know, you're just always worried that the other team's gonna just put together
because you don't want to be. Oh, we're gonna win this either. Nah,
no,
I never do that.
Never happens.
And here's the bandwagon boys sitting over here being like, "Man, these Jaden motherfuckers just better just get on the motherfucking bandwagon or get the fuck off."
Well, when you can say it, I will fucking get on it.
Get on the motherfucking bandwagon or get on the motherfucking ground.
Well, like the carpet or the dirt?
Get on the ground and spread them. Whoa.
Get on the ground and spread.
By the way, I'm not moving to the ground. I'm getting a beer. Don't get excited.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, I was wondering.
Oh, he's moving the mic.
He's actually getting on the ground. That's what I thought, too. Oh, this is going down.
So this is an actual, I guess it's the Mile High Report. Ugh, disgusting Broncos page. However, they spoke with a blog and with the boys.
Crack
boy,
if you got him.
Crack him if you got him. Connor Livesay.
So what are they thinking? Where do they think they're better off than the Cowboys? That's what I'm interested
in. Well, I think the obvious thing right away is like, okay, and we talked about it last week. What if Dak is not 100% again? Should we rest him? Because we want to, you know, have him there for the games that actually matter. Much more
scrub ass Broncos.
Yeah. So,
and they just lost Von Miller.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They traded. And actually the Cowboys actually tried to,
secure him.
They tried jumping ahead of LA after they heard, they actually tried to outbid LA once, they found out Von Miller was up for grabs and they couldn't do it. So,
oh man, could you imagine
Von Miller? I mean, he's kind of past his prime, but he still would have been,
He's 32, but he's, you know,
put him on third and long. Let him just go. Maybe not on first down when he needs to tackle a running back, but in passing downs, why the fuck not, right?
Yep.
Well, so anyway, like you said, the main outcome of this game or determine of if the Broncos have a chance is if Dak Prescott plays. Because let's be honest, if Dak Prescott plays in a game against the Vikings and the Vikings only score 16 points, we win no matter fucking what, I almost think, right?
Yeah.
Like if Cooper Rush puts up 20 points, Dak could put up at least 35, right? So that's obviously going to be the talking point of the whole week again. I read something that the Cowboys actually knew early in the week that Cooper Rush was going to play because they told his parents that he was going to play. And he told his parents, but then they kept it so hush-hush. But Dak was never actually going to play last week. It wasn't like a game time decision. They just wanted to keep... They wanted to keep the other team on their toes a little bit, like preparing for Dak, kind of have to keep, instead of putting in different packages just for Cooper Rush.
Like when we say other teams, are we talking about other NFL teams or fantasy managers?
Both. Fuck. Hey, so get this. So a little off track here. I have Dak Prescott in one of my leagues that I'm in. It's a two quarterback league, so quarterbacks are fucking scarce to have. I luckily picked up Cooper Rush on Sunday morning and put him in, not knowing. And if you had to gamble, I had to put Cooper Rush in. Otherwise, I was fucked because I wouldn't have been able to pick up any other quarterback. Anyways, that paid off.
Well, as the number one Cowboys podcast, I'm sure you've got a red telephone to McCarthy, right?
Dak, are you playing? He's like, no, man, put Coop in. All right, thanks.
You know, Click.
No, if anybody, Anth would probably have a better shot having a direct line to Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones, I feel like, would be fine talking about fantasy football, especially to owners who have Cowboys people. Mike McCarthy's would probably just be like, get the fuck away from me.
So, but here's the second most frequent question that everyone on the internet has been asking.
Does Kellen Moore play fantasy football? Yes, he probably does.
Oh, he's a
It is a Kellen Moore question, and it's, do you expect Kellen Moore to try to pound that ball on the ground? That's the...
How many times did we say during the last... Well, and they were trying to do play action pass, and I get maybe they saw something, but it was not working.
Okay, now, is that Kellen Moore, or is that Cooper Rush audibling out?
If it's a play action pass, it's more than likely Kellen Moore.
I trust my Dungeon Master. I always do whenever I'm on a mission. Okay. And if that's what he wants to do, then, you know, it's fine. The bigger question mark is the complete drop off of the running play.
They didn't get enough carries.
No, well, remember we checked out the first half. It was maybe there was like a 50-50 spread, and then the second half it was like I don't know, 75%+ or something pass heavy. Exactly. So, no, I don't expect them to run.
They should
run the ball too much, but they should.
They should. They should run the. They should run more than they pass.
But again, this is tied to the Von Miller trade, so he's no longer there.
Wait, sorry. Yeah, was this the game against the Vikings? You're saying they passed more than they ran?
Yeah, they did. A lot.
Now, is that the first time that's happened this season because Dak wasn't playing? Because didn't we say that they're winning every game that they run more than they pass?
Yeah, they have. The only other time was against Tampa.
Okay. And that was with Dak, though, I'm correct.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was wondering if this was the first time that had happened because Dak wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Dak. So when Dak threw like 58 times week one, okay. And then they kind of went run heavy for the next six or five mm-hmm. games. Mm-hmm. And then this game, it was actually at halftime, it was 20 pass plays, 19 run plays. And then by the end of the game, it was like 40 pass plays, 24 run plays or something. Okay. Like they went super pass heavy. Mm. And we beat that to death. I think they should stick to running the ball more than passing.
Do you think that because it wasn't Dak and they're like, well, we're not going to mess up our 30-0 record of Dak holding the team with more running plays. So let's just try a couple more things. You think that was like an actual call?
You think here's our backup quarterback that's thrown three passes in the NFL. Let's let him throw more than Dak Prescott. I don't think that. I don't know. Hey. I don't know. They obviously saw something in the Vikings defensive scheme that they thought they could beat them passing. I think they would have had a better chance if they would have just ran.
I think. Okay. So last thing we'll say about, if anybody else wants to say something, last thing I want to say about this is that I felt really the day after and the couple days after, whenever you see Cooper Rush's dad, he's like so happy that his son didn't fuck up the game.
Yeah,
after they win, like to me that was my favorite like shot outside of seeing Dak run through the underground looking for his car. Crack him if you got him. That moment's dope.
Yeah, he's already had to see his son have ginger hair and have him grow up.
He ginger on ginger crime.
That wouldn't. I can say it. Yeah, it's not racist when I say
it.
No,
it's not. It's not hair racism. What are we going for here?
He's looking for just the...
Oh, here we go. He's lost.
He did
give it a bit of a tap.
No, but like actually like a full cup grab.
Like a dirty dancing grab.
He pushes me like, woo, let's get in that shower. But Dak, you didn't...
Okay, let's just pause it
for a second. Dak, you didn't play.
who the fuck's the guy like just watching on?
That's
like
Steven, or that's a Steve.
No.
This
no,
guy?
Not Steve, not Jones.
That's actually Jerry Jones Jr. there.
Yeah, no. Keep walking and pause it now.
He's super fan.
Corner guy.
He's super fan. He just got left.
Let's see this.
No, he popped.
Oh, no, he popped him.
It was popped. Yeah. Him.
Yeah. But
it
was this, post. Actually, the only frame, it looked like he was cold shouldering him is what you right here.
Yeah, right there.
Like, looks like,
yeah. Oh, come on. Right there.
Hey, you gonna get me?
That's Jerry Jones' son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look he must have had a tough upbringing.
Well, look how happy he is. let's go have a shower, boys. I don't know why I'm on that. No, that guy's butt is real high, but also the hat sweater combo, legit.
Yeah, great combo.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on with our live shows.
Look, we got the third and three, and it's the third most asked question on the internet. Of the Broncos receivers, who stands out as the most scariest matchup?
I don't know. I don't know any fucking...
I don't even fucking know. Sutton? Yeah, I guess Sutton, you're right. That's the only one I couldn't name, but that I recognize.
Only guy, the only one on the only two guys I can name on the Broncos offense are three: Teddy Bridgewater, Noah Fant, and Melvin Gordon.
Actually, Melvin Gordon might be the most threatening wide receiver.
Who's their backup running back though?
They got two. They have
Jamal Williams,
rookie, and they kind of split carries.
You should just call Hipwell right now and ask who we need to worry about.
Right? There's no one. There's no one on that team. I'm not, and our defense has been playing pretty well. I'm not scared.
Fant's out anyway. Fant's out with COVID.
See, COVID? He's COVIDed out, yeah.
Oh, but Jerry Judah. There you go.
For me, I'm never like, oh, you know what? I'm going to put the Broncos game on. No,
what's their record? No, what's their record right now?
No, they're 4-4.
I thought they were 3-4.
I stopped watching the Broncos after Plummer.
Jake the Snake? Yeah,
they won the first three or four, and then they just dropped off a cliff.
Well, what's the fourth question there? You're just going to go away from it?
Well, I was going to say, fuck it. It's not a very good one, but
what is it?
What could Pat Shurmur, or what? This is a bad question that they wrote, and I'm going to read it exactly how they wrote it.
Okay. Wait. We got something for NFL fans who are hungry for a big win this week. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win
$200 in free bets.
Winner, winner.
Chicken dinner.
It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for
huge cash prizes.
That's right. Huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposits. So what you need to do is you need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their games and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with the promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older, NJIN or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And you know what? We say those things, NJIN or PA, because we're Canadian and we don't necessarily know how to properly abbreviate those states.
It's New Jersey, Indianapolis, and Pennsylvania.
That's it. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook and put in TPPN. Now back to your regular programming.
Nugget. Well,
first of all, they could maybe ask that in English so they understand.
Steve, in his what defense, can do?
In his defense, the air is thin up there. Yeah, maybe he's just a little dizzy.
It is true.
Brain isn't working.
So I think if I was trying to plan for the Cowboys rush, I mean, the best way to plan for a rush is to have a good running game and then do screens. That's your best crack move if you got him. That's your best way to get rid of
it. That was the best crack move you got.
Thank you. I thought it was the best.
That's your best way to, or just block better. I mean, that's a stupid fucking question. Fuck you. This Broncos page sucks.
Okay, imagine this being saved on the home screen of your iPhone because it's the best fucking Broncos information page out there. Imagine how disappointed you'd be when you unlock your phone and went, oh, fuck, I got to read that shit again.
And then you're at work the next day and you're like, so if we want to beat the Cowboys pass rush, we have to can do the doo-doo, Pat Shurmur.
I mean, we do have this other stupid ass article from the Mile High Report.
Well, that's what I think about that one right there. Crack them if they got them.
Do we even want to get into it? I think
let's power through it.
Let's just power through it. Okay, so
let's get it done.
We're gonna go offensive. This is we're gonna just go through the stats because that's all you're good for, Mile High Report. Cathead.com is the fucking cold hard stats. Your opinion sucks.
And the, longer
that they cap it up.
Listen, the longer we stay on this fucking page, everyone's fucking up the way that they're talking right now because of what we're reading.
I can feel us getting stupider by the second.
Okay, offensive power ranking. Yeah. Denver, 21st in overall offense. We definitely win there. That is with Dak Prescott, though, right? We don't know if Dak's playing. Defensive rankings. Denver, 6th overall in defense. So their defense, they come to play, and they're probably on the field quite a bit. 9th in rushing defense, 10th in passing defense, and second in scoring. Wow.
That's what I was wondering when you said you wanted them to run the ball more. I wanted to see what the rush defense and the passing defense
was. So they're basically...
But they're both very similar, right?
We're kind of off opposites here. Like, they have a pretty stout defense. Mm-hmm. And a middle of the pack offense where we have a really stout offense and a middle of the pack defense.
But 6th in rush defense for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that.
But pass is terrible.
Pass and scoring and overall.
Luckily for you, Teddy Bridgewater
drafted a rookie, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I thought they. I thought Denver drafted. No, sorry, they had Patrick Surtain. Duh. So that'll be cool. We get to see one of our early offseason crushes that we didn't get. We get to see him versus the Cowboys. That's kind of who I want. I wanted the Cowboys to draft Patrick Surtain. It'll be kind of cool to watch him play because I'll be honest, I have not, besides what they've shown on Red Zone, which isn't much, I haven't watched the Broncos at all.
Ooh, burn.
Right? Well, look at their offense. They're never there.
If you think that burn's good, read this next burn written by the MileHighReport.com about their own Denver
about Pat
Broncos.
Did Shermer read this article? Like, draw.
Oh, shit.
Fucking shots fired, man. Yeah.
I mean, look, everything else considered, they also say we must muster every bit of blessing. Okay, so we need luck, we need to avoid injuries, and we can't get turnovers to beat the Cowboys. Get a life.
So before we move past the Broncos Cowboys, UK Steve, I need to know your betting. Are you betting on the Cowboys? Ooh, I need to hear the cold hard. Let's hear the line here.
Well,
are you waiting for the Cooper Rush info?
I think I'm waiting for Dak. I'm waiting for Dak, obviously. Oh, with Dak, I'm going to go, I'd say 12 to 17, even 17 to 23 Cowboys.
The Cowboys are favored minus 10 right now.
I'm saying they win by at least 12.
What's minus 10 mean? You need to win by 11?
Yeah. Yes. Let's just pretend that some of our listeners don't gamble. Maybe it's just
I would go Cowboys by at least 2 scores. That's 2 possessions, right? So at least 2 touchdowns, I would go Cowboys.
Cowboys by 2 touchdowns. That's gutsy. I like it. That's a hot ticket right there. UK Steve's made some cashola off the Cowboys when he's not trading and going and betting on all the Vikings players.
So let's wrap up that
I might,
talk.
You know what? Sorry, I might bet Bridgewater under on his whatever his passing expected passing yards is.
14.
I'd bet under
14 yards passing. So what do we got? We got injury news. Tyron Smith's latest injury could force the Cowboys to shuffle their offensive line. So I'll break this down a little bit before you even go into this. Smith got hurt last week midway through the game. What they're planning on doing is having Terrence Steele, who's played right tackle for the last few games while Lael Collins was out. He's going to go play left tackle. And then Lael Collins is going to come in and play right tackle. So they're going to take Terrence Steele, who's been playing right tackle the last 4 or 5 games, put him to left tackle in Tyron Smith's spot, and then put Lael Collins back at right tackle. So actually, you're not really – we have some pretty good depth on the line with Terrence Steele playing how he is. Last year, his rookie season, he was a little bit of a weak link on the offensive line, but he's kind of turned quite the improvement over year 1 and year 2 that you don't mind them just switching him over to the left side.
You know what? I'm not worried is because it feels like since the beginning of the season, we've been rearranging the decks on the Titanic with our offensive line. So am I right or wrong about that?
No, we have, I mean, because Lael Collins had the suspension. So it was a kind of a question mark with Steele coming in. And then now obviously with Tyron Smith, who's been battling injuries the last few years, it was kind of only a matter of time. I just hope it's not a lingering issue with his neck or back. Hopefully he's just out a game or two because you can't replace Tyron Smith. He's at him. The guy's a fucking monster.
Look, that's what I was going to say. Number one, when I say rearranging chairs on the Titanic. I'm talking about pre-iceberg. We're flying high. Everyone's having a good time.
No, people are getting drunk. Just left fucking Southampton.
Everything's good.
Leo just got his ticket from that fucking game.
Leo is on top of the ship. I'm on top of the world.
Yeah. Meanwhile, people
painting
are just
women naked in their rooms. Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
He's on top of the world, and Alex is right there behind with his tongue in his ass.
Brother. But also, the second thing I wanted to say after, like, just sitting here and thinking while you were talking, Anth, is, like, I always wondered, like, we heard about Spartans in the past and, like, how big these fucking guys were, or, like, just warriors in the past, and they'd be, like, swinging fucking 6 feet broadswords and shit. Football playing offensive linemen are those
people nowadays. They're tanks, man.
They're just, like the massive guys that would wield large swords and chop you in half.
They're still talking about football.
I'm a dirty little rat thief that steals bread and
Aladdin.
I'm a shitty Aladdin.
Or Pooh?
I'm a Pooh.
You get chased up a tree by a dog and get rescued by Kevin Costner. Not even attempting to do an accent.
Yeah, you're Mutt. You're Mutt from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I'm just a disgusting Mutt. Anyways, that's what I see when I see these guys running out on the field. Like, just the funny thing is, LeBron James was born the same year as me. And I remember at 21 looking at his photo and then looking at myself in the mirror and being like, and how are we
going to do some curls?
No, just completely defeated and given up. Like, I was like, how are we even in the same fucking
same age?
Like you're looking at me like that. Like, how are we in the same age?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I get
2 months.
But rearranging the offensive line shouldn't be as big as issue. If we start losing another piece or two, it's when you're losing multiple offensive linemen. I'd say anything over two lost offensive linemen, like the Cowboys had last year, they had four starting offensive linemen out at one point.
Yeah.
That just does not jive. But right now we have enough depth that we can plug in piece if we need to. So hopefully it's just a Band-Aid until. And it's a good problem to have. Like, even last week, Lael Collins, who started the year off as our right tackle, he was second string, even though he was back. Just that's how good Terrence Steele was playing. That's a really good problem. If you get supplanted by your backup, now you have these two guys, and now you actually have the guy that was starting before more motivated, right?
Yeah.
It's not a bad problem.
Now that we're starting to see, or it feels like we're starting to see more players go on the COVID list, do we know what the vaccination rate is in the Cowboys?
Yeah, they were over the last I knew they were over 90%. There was only five guys on the team that didn't have it. There was only five people.
That's an issue, right?
Yeah. Oh no, totally. The weird thing is, earlier in the season, like CeeDee Lamb did get it, had COVID, and he was double vax. So it's weird. It's a weird thing with this. But the Cowboys, yeah, there was only five guys that weren't vaxxed, and obviously they don't release the names of the players.
No, I mean, we know it was Ben DiNucci was one of them. That's why he got cut. So.
Well, Dak got asked and didn't really answer, and people kind of got on him for it, but you don't know. You don't know if he is or isn't.
Do you think that Dak, I guess they would have to. Actually, here's the other thing. Do they have to list?
Do they have to list that they got COVID? Or could they say it's a calf injury?
I think they have to say it
because they gotta be, because they, you know, if it's a wide receiver, then the whole wide receiving crew, they've been exposed, right?
Anyone that they've been near.
And here's a fun fact. Another reason why all of this stuff has to be exposed to the public is because of gambling.
What?
Yeah, that's why injury reports
I need to know.
Like, by Thursday, people need to know. Well, and to go back to that earlier conversation really quick, that's such a Bill Belichick move that the Cowboys pulled, where they
didn't say
Bill Belichick will throw pretty much anyone with a fucking sore.
Oh, they turned off the opposition radios as well. Wow, I didn't know that.
They were filming the opposite team. they deflated the balls. Yeah.
Hey, it's not in the rule book. Okay, state of the NFC East. Eagles writer, a disgusting piece of shit. Eagles writer.
Whoa.
Now,
I like where you went there. That, fuck that guy.
That went hard, right?
Well, look, this is, I don't know if you guys know about media nowadays.
But I can tell when Alex isn't stoned, he's really high-strung. Whoa.
Why? Because he's actually making sentences. string together sentences.
Yeah, that was the infamous... you were here, I think, right, Steve? For the
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay. State of the NFC East. Eagles writer says the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. Discuss.
I mean, it's still too early to even say. We have had an easy schedule. We have played easy teams. Our schedule does not really get much harder. It's actually a little bit worrisome for me. I'm back to being this pessimist fuck. Yep. I'm worried about playoffs already because I feel like, oh, that's a clip. We need playoffs. I'm worried that by the time we get to playoffs, luckily we play the Cardinals like one of our last games. I'm just worried it's going to be a whole nother beast and we're going to just coast through all these shitty, like we play four NFC East teams in the last month of the season. I'm just worried that we're not going to be battle tested for playoffs.
I mean, so the only way that I would disagree with you on this is the fact that like, sure, you don't, I mean, obviously they played against Tampa Bay coming off of what should have been one of their hardest games and they lost, but it wasn't like they got blown out. And then it's getting all of their players some more reps. Like you're, I mean, even if you're playing easy teams, it's still the NFL. Mm. It's not like you're playing practice squads. Like you're right. playing some top tier teams. And once we get further along, every other fucking team in this league is running through those same kind of battles that the Cowboys are doing. I think the big shift and why we're going to see, I think, more articles like this is because a lot of people now are looking at the Cowboys and what they've been doing with their players and having to shift people around and seeing them operate without Dak. Like everybody is now looking at the Cowboys as being a big time Super Bowl contender, whether or not they're going to win the Super Bowl. I just think I know you're worried about it, but I don't think it's as worrisome as it would be in previous years because it is a pretty well-rounded team. And if anything, these fuck-ups that are happening early on with like, you know, missed checks or just getting, you know, Cooper Rush getting some reps, CeeDee Lamb figuring out to not run after run, think of what he's going to do before he catches the ball. Like there's a lot of things that they're going to make mistakes during season. I think as we go on, we're going to progress and get better and better and better.
Okay, so the only flaws with your logic, Tampa Bay, that game was all over 2 months ago, almost over 2 months ago now. So us playing them, I think saying we almost beat them, you can't even look at that game anymore to even compare to what we are as a team. And then
I think we're a better team now.
No, we are, but we're not playing good competition like right. Tampa Bay. Mm, right. We literally, if you look at the next 10 teams we play or next, there's maybe two teams with winning records, the right. Arizona Cardinals and the Oakland Raiders, or sorry, Las Vegas Raiders. And then if you look at teams that we were excited that we beat, when we beat Carolina, we were like, holy fuck, this is awesome. Carolina sucks.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched them since the Cowboys beat them? The Giants beat them. They lost to...
but they were 3-0 when you played.
That's what I mean. They'd only beat like the Jets and...
Look what you did to them.
Yeah, right? We just got them all fucked up.
The biggest compliment I can give them is that they're making it very difficult for me to hate them.
Oh, yeah. Then that's right. And they're the game...
I like the way they play. Yep. I like the players.
Yep.
Dak's a good news story coming back from that injury. You got to give it to him. I love CD.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What about Splash and Dash?
Splash and Dash. Yeah, Zeke and Pollard.
TP20.
And the one thing
you mean
the one thing
the going need in, for speed.
The one thing going. The one thing going into playoffs this year that's going to help us.
Playoffs.
Zeke and Dak have had. They've been to playoffs twice now. They've had a couple heartbreaking losses. So they will be able to have that experience going in.
Right.
But I'm still just worried about how easy the tail end of our schedule is. It's just too easy. Like we're playing the Washington Redskins. Fucking up names here. Washington football team, the New York Giants. Like just not, I'd rather be playing against, I'd rather play Tampa at the end of the year.
Legitimate concern. But on the flip side, it's going to, and you do get there.
Yeah.
And that's another
that's,
thing.
That's it's a give and take, right?
Right.
Right.
Do you want to be battle hardened and tested, but be beat up to fuck?
Yeah. So that's another thing I was going to say. The best chance of the team that wins the Super Bowl is usually one of the teams that stays the healthiest.
Yeah.
Right. So absolutely. Between now, we've played seven games. There's still another 10 games to play.
I know.
There's a lot of shit that can fucking happen.
Yep. Look at our defense. I don't know as much. God,
Ants is such a downer sometimes.
No, I'm just a realist, man. I always joke about, we're going to win the Super Bowl. But then when I start seeing, oh my God, we actually have a good team this year, that's when I start getting nervous. I know, it's easier to say we're going to win the Super Bowl when I don't actually think we're going to.
I know, but Ant, just think about this.
You're gonna overuse that one. That's just for Cowboys wins. I'm putting that on lockdown. That's for Cowboys wins.
Yeah. And okay, so like,
he's just speaking about, of muted.
Speaking of remaining schedule strength, though, the Cowboys are right in the middle of the pack, basically. Like, we actually have, we're in, if you want to really judge our schedule up until week 8 anyways, we're
Drew, I don't care about these numbers. Let's look at the actual teams.
Okay, we do
this every time. Let's pull up these fucking teams here. Let's see.
But Ant,
Ant's always got me pulling out my schedule. He's pulling out my schedule in public all the time.
What Ant cares about is
these nuts.
Okay. Here we go.
Actually, when I'm looking at this now, like, but look at our last, because they're not good teams.
No.
So we're gonna play one good team who might not even be playing for anything. Our best hope right now is the Cardinals and Cowboys are both fighting for a first round bye January 2nd. So it's basically a playoff atmosphere. That is our only saving grace going into that 5
days. Okay, so wait a second. Go ahead, Alex, and then
Anth, you're saying then
that we're playing four fucking shitty teams in the last 5 fucking weeks.
Okay.
Do I have to draw it on a fucking wall?
No, it's right there.
No.
No, it's on the TV.
I have a different perspective. Bro,
it's on the TV.
In my eyes, the worry is that we're almost coasting through that end. So do you want a harder schedule? Would you rather switch those games with harder teams, the hardest teams in our schedule, so that we play them last and end up with the same record?
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I was
100%. I'd rather have us ending the season with Chiefs, Raiders, Cardinals.
News flash. The Chiefs aren't a hard team to beat this year.
You're not wrong, right?
That is true.
But okay. You're still playing against Patrick.
But there's
Mahomes
a threat. Right? There's a threat.
Okay, but I. Threat. But I also, if you're playing those hard teams at the end, and the Cowboys and the Cardinals and the Raiders are all, let's say, playoff bound anyways, then you're not playing the best of the best.
It's rare because everyone's fighting for that. Everyone's fighting for that first round bye.
The last thing I have to say about this,
I got one more thing to say. Okay. I'm going to cut you off before I forget.
Go ahead. Go.
Hit us.
That's why you're a host, baby.
Go back to the schedule. Bring it up. I'm losing my thought here.
Yeah. Look, he's getting so red.
A team that's fighting for their playoff goals.
I mean,
okay. So here's my question.
You aren't wrong.
Why?
Agreed.
Why would you want the first round bye if you're going to get an extra week's rest?
I almost don't. I just want us to be fighting for the Cardinals.
Well, look.
I honestly don't want the first round bye. The Cowboys, when they were the best in 2008. They were the best team in the NFL. They got their bye week, and then they got smoked by the Giants,
who were
the sixth seeded team
that had
been playing. I agree. I don't. I'd rather the Cardinals.
It's a longer season, though.
And who won?
Good point, Alex. There's a lot extra game.
Who won the Super Bowl? The Giants. They beat the Giants. Undefeated.
No, I'm
Patriots.
Talking about last year. At Tampa Bay was a shit team for most of the year,
and then they started going on a tear at the end.
Yeah.
No. You want your team to be rolling at the end of the season, 100%. I don't know that I.
The good thing is the what we don't want is all the teams in the NFC East to be basically
competitors.
No, we don't want them to be packing it in for draft picks at that point.
Right?
We want the good thing is a division, like you said, division foe. They're usually tight games. Just not this year. Every other team seems like dog shit in the East. So,
yep. And the last thing that I want to say about this article is it's a clickbait article. B, it's a good story because, people want, like, Dak was injured. There's a bunch of injuries on the O-line. So it's like, oh, now this team went from basically zero to hero. That's what kind of the projection is. And it's way too early, of course. And the Cowboys are an NFL style. The NFL wants teams to be like the Cowboys, where they're like competent on defense. They have big, huge interceptions, but they'll also let up 24, 25 points a game. So it's excitement.
Yeah, there's always big plays all the time.
Exactly. But the offense can score, you know, 10 more points than what they're going to. Like, that's all sports teams. NFL, but the NFL wants teams to be more like that than they do, say.
Yeah, well, that's why they give quarterbacks and wide receivers so much protection, because they want high scoring games.
Oh, absolutely.
Fucking 100%. Without a doubt.
Okay, so, I mean, I guess we can move on to just... Here's some Green Bay-orientated news we're going
to
run into.
I kind of feel bad about this, to be honest.
Number one, like, we've thrown a lot of shade on Jalen Smith.
I
kind of
feel bad about it a little bit. I do.
And you were the meanest.
I feel good that I was right, but I feel bad.
No, you don't.
Well, what does it say?
Packers released linebacker Jalen Smith after two games with team. Well, no shit. He's not a good football player.
Wow.
He's not. He's slow. He can't get off blocks. He never makes a tackle. When he does, it's 10 yards downfield.
Was
Jabril Cox being out for season, I could possibly see the Cowboys bringing him back at like a very, very low veteran minimum, you know? But I just, with his price that he was when he was on the Cowboys, he was way too expensive. See what he's,
I think
he's just, his knee injury's caught up. His speed's gone.
What if the Cowboys said, okay, sure, we'll sign you again, but we've already paid you for this season. So.
Yeah, because they are paid for him, so that would be funny.
We're paying you more than
I do legitimately feel bad. I don't want to root against a dude, but he's not a good football player, and he's going to have a tough time finding another team.
We have fun here, but the fact of the matter is, but he only
going to feed his family with his $64 million extension.
He's going to struggle.
It's with that fucking $30 million guaranteed, or ever how much it was.
With the Green Bay, in two games, he played 27 defensive snaps and had one tackle.
Yeah,
I mean, so, I could do that.
I'm sure I could fall down and by accident make a tackle.
Yeah, like I could try to run, trip, fall, and accidentally knock into someone.
I can't wait till video games are good enough that we can just scan our actual like traits into a game and just see how shitty we would be in that.
Oh yeah. They say
like just run a simulation and seeing what we'd be like in football pads.
Yeah. Bring the stats baton outside and you gotta do all these things like jumping jacks and like run 10 feet.
The shitty thing, we'll probably be in our 50s by the time we're able to do that, so we're fucked.
If this was
I'm carrying a little bit of extra timber right now and I'm like 220. But I'm also 6'3".
Yeah, that's right.
The guys who are 220 in NFL are like 5'7".
Yeah, they're either your running backs or your corners.
I'd have two broken legs.
Think of me with your body weight on it, but also ripped to shit.
Yeah, but also...
I'm also 43.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, guess what?
Hey, Tom Brady's
Tom Brady's 44.
I'm spending my Wednesday nights drinking beer talking about the Cowboys.
Cheers.
Not a better way to do it. Cheers. Cheers to everyone. Okay, here's a big thing, and we got 10 minutes left.
I saw that guy riding my stolen bike.
Yeah, this guy. If you see this man this Christmas, call the police.
That's what that gray is in his beard. It's overspray because when he's trying to change the color of the frame.
I heard Aaron Rodgers is, they're doing a remake of Home Alone, and he's playing the fucking old man with the shovel.
Listen. The remake of the Home Alone series
Home Alone.
Out in 2 weeks on Disney Plus.
If he was the old man, series. I guarantee he would have got vaccinated.
Ooh, drop.
Well, hey, thanks for cracking this right open. Aaron Rodgers out with COVID-19. Now there's been a couple.
So we're recording this on a Wednesday. Yeah. This is like
breaking news.
This is like breaking news as we're recording. We're hearing about this.
Well, updated 2:55 p.m. Eastern.
Well, you know, Eastern Pacific, who knows?
We won't get caught up in the schematics of time.
Steve, you reminded me there was other Packers that were out with COVID.
But the main thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
You dropped that bomb on us.
Yeah. So because I've been following it, obviously, because I have Devontae Adams in my in my fantasy team.
I got Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback in 2 leagues.
I'm getting to it. Anyway, so I was, because I wanted to,
if you got him.
Because I wanted to use the bathroom before I came here tonight. I was on the shitter and I was reading about this. And yeah, I knew that he was going to be out this weekend with COVID. I saw it earlier. What I didn't see is that this talk that he was saying he was immunized. I don't think he said vaccinated, but he said he was immunized at the start of the season. And he was saying, I'm not going to call out guys for their choice if they aren't vaccinated. Then he did say vaccinated. But it turns out he isn't.
So he lied. Yeah.
So he lied, apparently.
Rogers said he had been immunized. Yeah. So that usually means you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, unless correct? He was saying it as though he was, you know, God's protected.
I've been making out with people with COVID. I'm golden.
But that's the thing. He's got COVID. Antibodies. You can still get COVID when you're vaccinated, but he said he was vaccinated and apparently he's not. So I don't know what that's all about.
I wonder if there's any repercussion to that. What's the picture here?
Now, do you think it's got anything to do with the fact that
fake arm one that
there
I was
saying. There was talk of him not going back to the team this year because he fell out with the front office?
Yeah.
So is it something to do with that?
Possibly. I don't know. It's just
because he just wants the Jeopardy gig. That's all he wanted, right?
I think the whole thing is he's just doing what he wants. He's in that position where, like, he can.
Yeah, there you go. It says it right there. Owners have made statements. There's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. But he's one of them.
Yeah, though that's why he's not going to judge him.
Guys that have been vaccinated and contracted COVID, so it's an interesting issue.
So he just
he was a little bit untruthful, I think.
Yeah, he didn't say he was vaccinated, but he led on.
We're gonna bring up a funny meme that's going out right now about Aaron Rodgers.
That's fucking good.
It's because this one's going around. It's the McGlovin one's going around right now.
That's fucking good.
That's so his vaccination card, a Hawaii driver's license. It says McGlovin.
That's
hilarious. That's funny.
The internet's undefeated, isn't it?
It is.
But in other news, look at the size of that fingernail on that thumb.
Holy that. Gross!
That guy does coke.
Oh my God! Yes, he does.
Or girl.
Well, I you know.
Yeah.
I like to think it's a dude. I don't know why, but you know. And let's wrap it up here with some fucking nice morbid news.
Nice morbid news or just morbid news?
Just some extremely morbid,
it's terrible news,
disgusting,
it's
terrible
insane.
News.
Insane.
Not so, for him, but
Henry Ruggs. We all heard, and you know, I don't know what to say to the. People,
everybody who's listening already knows that Henry Ruggs
killed someone
while drunk driving.
Yeah.
I think
he wasn't driving. He was fucking flying. Man.
Look,
I was Henry just going to say,
what is 156 in KO? 220?
Like
220?
Listen.
220? Yeah. About that. Yeah.
250.
Oh, holy fuck.
On a residential street, no less.
250.
I mean, look, I remember flying down Prest Road. The most I got to, and I'm not proud of this moment, was 160.
160 is the fastest I've ever driven.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom's minivan. Mom, I hope you're not listening.
No. I think we've all probably done that where you were driving and you're like, I want to see
how fast I can go.
Even that was like scary though.
That was like
250. That's like
156 miles per hour is absolutely
the fastest I've ever driven was 200 kilometers an hour, and that was in Germany
on the Autobahn.
Now,
and there was cars, illegal. There was, and that was in my shitty old boy racer, like back in the day when I was a teenager.
Was there people passing you?
There was people coming up behind me, and what they do, they sweep up behind in their BMWs and their Mercs, and they just signal to the center median, in other words, get out the fucking way, and you're all four cylinders are fucking firing out the hood. You're going as fast as you can. And
you got a four cylinder.
They just glide past you.
You move out of their way.
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah.
Steve, in 76 when you were a teenager, what was the type of cars that people were...
Hey, that joke will never get old. Unlike me.
Got him. Here's the other thing, guys. But he had a blood alcohol content twice Nevada's legal limit. And this is Nevada. So their legal limit is 0.24. Mm.
That's a joke. I was going to say 0.24. I was like, isn't that three
I'm
times
just saying,
the legal limit?
Okay, let's say their legal limit is 0.8. It's 0.16. So me and my buddies, Maddie Vink and crew, we bought a breathalyzer, and we get shit-faced on Saturdays.
Was it a suppository breathalyzer?
Yeah. And you had to wear it on your wiener to get it in. It was really odd. But the funny thing was,
He touched my wiener.
I remember like blowing a 0.2, let's say.
I remember blowing.
blowing a 0.16.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are
shit faced.
Yeah. Like probably where we get to, not me. Probably where everyone gets to on any sort of Sunday is like a 0.89. Like,
yeah.
Sure, you're over the limit.
0.089.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 0.089. Like, but you're just like drinking beer on that consistency can only get you so drunk. But it can go on.
Yeah, well, this was like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He was texting Derek Carr at midnight asking for tips because he was at Topgolf in Vegas.
No way.
He was asking for tips on his fucking swing.
Uber.
Yeah, Uber. You're in Vegas. You can get
the cab. NFL, if you call the number on your NFL player's card, they will send you a fucking cab free of charge. A NFL
and
driver.
And not like a cab. Like
a private NFL Uber.
Exactly. Fuck me, man. But he wanted to drive. He wanted to go. He didn't want to drive home safely. He didn't. His plan wasn't to get home safe. It was to fucking get his Corvette to 250 fucking kilometers an hour.
I mean, look at this. He decelerated from 156 where we saw to 127 before it slammed into a Toyota.
Oh, so only 220. Well,
and he fucking killed somebody.
Yeah.
No,
he killed a lady.
That extreme deceleration shows like he was flying. Obviously, something happened on the road.
You know what, though? If you slam on the brakes, it doesn't take long to brake 30 miles an hour. Which is all he did.
Yeah.
So he saw her late.
Yeah, late. Yep. No, you're right.
He only slowed down by 30 miles an hour.
Especially those. I've never driven a Corvette, but I imagine Corvette and like these sports cars. They're made to.
Was it a Corvette?
Yeah, it was Corvette.
Yeah, it was a Corvette, and he crashed into a RAV4. And this is the crazy thing. Like I thought maybe a T-bone. This is how crazy he was going so fast that he killed someone by rear-ending them. Mm. And another crazy thing is how did he not die?
Because he fucking set the gas tank on fire.
Yeah, it like chopped it in half probably, right? Mm. And then, but how, I mean, you crash into something doing 127. Yeah, did you see, I mean, we don't have to pull them up, but the pictures of the accident, just the picture of the two cars, it's surprising he even walked away from it.
Well, his girlfriend had emergency surgery on a pretty bad arm injury.
Oh, he was with her.
Look at this though, man.
Yeah.
Like you're telling me someone walked away?
Yeah, goddamn, eh?
That's crazy. And it's really sad. It's sad for the girl that was probably, you know, she's probably just driving home from a fucking job working at a casino or something.
Yeah.
You don't know the back.
And her dog.
And the dog.
That's the worst fucking part, Henry Ruggs.
Right? Like fuck, man.
Hey, what a really shitty way for us to go.
I know. Should we switch? Should we say
should
like,
we
hey,
what else can
should,
we?
Should we go anything? Anything
yes,
fun?
December 18th, we are live streaming the Jake Paul versus.
Shit!
Oh, Adam has not.
Shit. Let's Adam TMZ.
Steve, Adam has not brought up Jake Paul for at least 2 months.
He only does it when I'm here.
He does, yeah. Whoa. So what do we got? Adam TMZ. Let's go. What do you got here?
Here we go.
Okay, so Jake Paul is fighting Tommy Fury December 18th.
Manchester.
And who is Tommy Fury?
Tommy Fury is Tyson Fury's
half brother.
Okay.
So they were, I mean, this
that's, not, that's him. Not him.
That's I was going to say like,
that's not him.
What am I saying?
Okay. So this is a bad fight for Tommy Fury. Cause if he loses as a legitimate boxer, it's going to look terrible for him.
Well,
and,
sure.
And he has to change his name to Tommy Fumbles.
And then, Tommy Fumbles is what part of the deal. He has to change his name, after the fact, but, bad deal for Tommy.
Is it a bad deal if you feel like you can beat the piss out of some dude?
I think, and Jake Paul also said he'll give him even more money. So he'll pay him extra. The funniest thing about it is if you look at how Jake Paul trolls these fighters, it's very like
elementary, almost like bullyish, but it, I don't know. There, it is something that is funny about some of the things that he'll put out there, but I don't know. I'm more interested to see if he can actually beat a legitimate boxer.
Like someone in their prime. We've been saying, okay, well now he's fighting an MMA guy. The MMA guy's going to beat him up. He ends up beating the older MMA guy. We're at that point now. It's like, well, he has to fight boxers now.
He's fighting the lower echelon of boxers.
Yeah.
But he is 5-0.
Look.
Professional fights.
Here's my point of...
Yeah.
My point...
But he's not... Yeah, but he's not like 30 fights, 27 knockouts.
No, for sure.
Okay,
for sure.
So Jake Paul needs to win this fight to continue to stay relevant in any type of boxing conversation.
This is his biggest test.
I mean, like, if you look at Logan Paul, who...
Absolutely.
Who's lost against... or whatever. Logan Paul hasn't really won any fights, and you could say he stood up to Mayweather. He went all 8 rounds, but...
He only stood up because he was held up.
But I know. Been held
up. apparently in February, Logan Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson.
I know. Christ. We'll get to that one.
But so,
yeah, you don't want to pulse over there. Don't talk about two Paul brothers. You're going to have to go change your pants.
Don't say it again because Adam is going to pulse.
Hey, this is all new equipment. Do not get it sticky.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what? Joke's on you, fools. I've already pulsed. Fun fact, Lindsay and I watched Austin Powers last night, 1997. Still holds up today.
Hey, so for this fight, I think I agree. This is Jake Paul's first like fight against a quote unquote professional.
Professional who was recently on Love Island. So let's just pump the brakes on a boxing superstar.
Well, if Jake Paul wins, everyone will still say, well, you fought Tommy Sheer. You haven't really fought at a box. So
I don't see how Jake Paul wins, but go on.
But if Jake Paul wins, actually the only reason I brought this up specifically is because
you've had a raging boner that you've had to hide for like 6 episodes. Yep. We haven't talked about any Paul brothers.
Yep. Besides, it's been longer than 6 episodes.
Yeah, it has been. It's probably been like 10.
I don't think after this last fight, I don't think I've mentioned him once.
How do you feel about it?
I feel fine about it. I feel like my life's gone
on. Sounds like feel fine.
But I feel like if Jake Paul, I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
If Jake Paul's penis is two
sizes. No. Okay. So the funny thing is
it's like twice the size of Fury's.
It's like the Grinch's heart. It grew 3 sizes when he saw Adam.
Okay. So just to end it off. And I want to know if it's true, because obviously anything and everything can kind of go up. If let's say Jake Paul or even Logan Paul, let's say Logan Paul, you know, Steve, you made a joke really quickly that Logan Paul was held up, but let's say he wasn't held up and he actually just fought in, and it's just the internet fucking ripping somebody apart. So let's just for a second think that Jake Paul is actually trying to make a real run to be a boxer.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing boxer briefs.
Okay. Yeah.
but one of the things that's coming out right now is Dylan Danis, who's an MMA fighter and who's friends with Tyron Woodley. It is now saying, and I don't know if this is just him trying to troll Jake Paul or trying to discredit him. He's saying that they're in Tyron's contract. There was an NDA saying that he could not knock out Jake Paul. So when they look back at the last Jake Paul fight with Tyron Woodley and he got Jake Paul on the ropes and he didn't actually jump forward and attack for the knockout, it's because it was in his contract saying that he's not allowed to knock him out.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and he might legitimately be making a run at a boxer, but I'm going to gatekeep boxing because I'm a boxing fan, and the fact that these YouTubers are making all this money and selling all these fucking tickets saying they're going to be a boxer, it fucking infuriates me.
Steve,
it infuriates me.
No, and I understand your perspective, but also I'm from the other side of the fence. I've grown up with my uncle who loved boxing, so I've been familiar with it. But I have to admit, and I'm not proud of it, I've never cared more about boxing outside of the Fury Wilder trilogy. More about boxing than
because it struggles in the modern day. Like there's no heavyweight division apart from Fury and Wilder now. Heavyweight fights were always the fucking draw of any sporting event. In the golden era, right?
In the
golden era, Tyson, Holyfield, Lewis.
Lewis.
Like it was every fight was a fucking stormer.
Spectacle.
And then it drops off for a long time. So they're, you know, yeah, they're filling a niche and they're getting the money out. But
it will fade, I bet.
I just think they're making a mock. I don't want to say a mock with the sport, but I'm going to.
Okay, so. That's fair. I think that's fair.
Okay, so my only thought too. So one, we know that not anybody can just kind of step in the arena and pull the numbers, because when these TikTokers versus YouTubers tried to pull on the same type of event with Triller,
it flopped.
It flopped big time, and people lost a lot of money.
Did it flop, or did it kick off this whole scenario?
No, it flopped. It flopped because it was after a bunch of these Jake Paul and Logan Paul bouts. My question to you, because you are a boxing fan, and I never was really into boxing except for some of those big events with Lewis or Roy Jones. Never really followed boxing. I followed UFC way more than I followed boxing. So what would it take for a boxing fan like yourself to actually say, okay, guess what? I respect it. I'll watch Jake Paul. He is boxing and training.
You
got to
be
fucking kidding
yourself if you don't think Steve's not going to be sitting with us watching.
I'm absolutely going to watch it. And that's another thing that I'm saying. I'm absolutely going to watch it, and I hate myself for it.
You're going to be crying while watching it.
But jokes aside, what would it take for you to actually say, okay, you know what? Yeah, he's a legitimate boxer.
It would take him being on an undercard and not getting many paragraphs in a sporting website. Right. Like, you know, you don't hear of these, unless you follow a sport, you don't hear of these boxers. You don't take notice of them until they go up the ranks and they get their shot. And they're like, oh, he comes in with a fucking 20 win record with 18 knockouts. He's the next big thing. No, this motherfucker was a YouTube star and he's had two fights and he's making millions. It pisses me off.
Okay, I completely agree with what you're saying. You don't hear
think of all the hours that other boxers have put in,
right?
Who have got more talent than this guy.
And so this is where, and not
people will buy stupid shit every day.
Well, so this is where I'm also like, I kind of like what Jake Paul's doing, because he says, hey, I get it. It's not fair that I'm making way more money than all these other boxers. I've just created a platform for myself. So what I'm doing now is showing some of these boxers who are very underpaid, who are better than me, who have devoted way more time, what they need to do in order.
You put it better than that, fucking asshole.
Be on Disney.
but this is, and so he's doing a lot. He's getting a lot of boxers who deserve to be paid a lot. Way more money. And he's also putting up initiatives with like Boxing for Bullies, teaching a lot of kids how to box. He's putting a lot back into the sport because he cares. Now, again, this could all be marketing, because Jake Paul is a very good marketer. Mm-hmm. But I will say, in the last 3 years, if someone's been boxing almost every single day in training, and he's saying most of these other people that you're following, that you're rooting for, you don't know their first 5 or 10 fights. I'm just, my entire career is being put on a pedestal because I've earned that right. I've made that right into a business, and I'm going to do this. I mean, whether or not he is,
I mean,
do
that's
it for
a stretch. He's earned it. He's not earned it.
He's
at least created that opportunity.
I don't think he deserves to be front and center in the squared circle.
I agree with that. What I will say is that if, like, I was going to say, the guy from Napster, if something, just because boxing's
Justin
been
Justin Timberlake.
Sean Parker from Napster changed the way traditionally music was brought into people. So not saying that, like, Jake Paul is changing the way some of these people like Dana White or whoever other boxing promoters make money off of the fighters. Mm. He's actually saying fighters, the ones who earn the money.
Well, what I'll say with how this trick kind of goes into a different sport with the UFC, you'll see O'Malley or whatever.
Yeah.
He's kind of built himself a social media presence.
Yep.
Or what the fuck's his name? The Gauza. The
Patty something.
Patty the Batty.
Patty the Batty.
From Wales? Is he from Wales?
No, he's from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
They sound like they're from all the same area.
You'd say that back.
I'm just saying that you can see that you are seeing the second wave of like fighters now, more so in the UFC because I don't really pay attention much about boxing. But you're seeing these guys that weren't really they created their way to the UFC, but they were also like they've been doing it since they were fucking 10.
It's a special gift to have both the fighting skill,
so we're gonna say
and the mouth.
So you
make a good point, Adam. I just don't like him.
I agree. We're gonna end on that. What we're gonna go with, we're gonna get one last football thing in here before we go. I want to hear, are the Cowboys even with Cooper Rush beating the Broncos this weekend? Steve, we'll start with you.
Yes
AJ?
Yes.
Adam?
By two scores.
By two scores. Yeah, you said two scores. I'm not going to say because I'm not sure. So for UK Steve, the Bandwagon Boys, and Anthbest, we out, bitches. What up? How about the boys? The Dallas Cowboys, that is. My next big question. What up? How about the boys?
Talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.